Have you been searching for some inspiration? You found it at the Christian Science Daily Lift. Jutta Hudson-Vogt is sharing her encore lift from Stettin, Germany. Her lift can also be heard in German.
Recently, I drove from England to South Germany. Once I left the ferry in Holland, I needed to stay alert to driving on the right-hand side of the road. On the second day, just before arriving at a friend's house, I mentally patted myself on the back, thinking, "Well done, you haven't once made a mistake." At that very moment, I turned left into a street and was made aware by an oncoming car that I was driving on the wrong side of the road. I quickly changed lanes and all was well. Immediately I realized that instead of praising myself, I should have thanked God for keeping me safe and focused. How often are we inclined to believe that we have accomplished something instead of giving God the credit? Isn't our purpose in life to glorify God in all we do, even in the smallest tasks? Undoubtedly, Christ Jesus achieved more than any other human being during his 3-year ministry on earth. How was he able to do that? His answers are documented in the Bible. "I can of my own self do nothing, and the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." Christ Jesus knew that all good originates in God, the Creator of all things. It takes great humility to acknowledge that it is God, who is divine mind, that gives us intelligence, agility, strength, and the ability to succeed in life. By humbly acknowledging God's greatness and our own spiritual identity, we are able to exceed mere human capabilities. Human wisdom can be inadequate. A personal sense of strength can fail, and material wealth can dwindle. However, God's attributes, which we reflect as His image and likeness, are perpetual and everlasting. During the remainder of my road trip, I was so grateful for the lesson learned. Every day, we can give credit to God in all we are doing.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2026.